Thank you for joining us to celebrate patient safety and quality of care. It's now 7 years since we launched the WHO first global patient safety challenge, Clean Care is Safer Care, the main focus of which has been clean hands in healthcare. Together, we have come far since then. Almost 130 of the 194 United Nations member states have pledged for this challenge to become a reality. It now covers more than 90% of the world population. To support this progress, WHO Save Lives, Clean Your Hands was launched in 2009 to maintain the global profile on the importance of hand hygiene to help reduce healthcare-associated infection and enhance quality and safety of care for all patients wherever they are around the world. Every year, on the 5th of May, this WHO initiative encourages people and healthcare workers from around the world in particular to come together to promote hand hygiene. Now, let's remember, each year, hundreds of millions of patients are affected by healthcare-associated infections, leading to significant mortality and financial losses from health systems. Hand hygiene can, however, help prevent these avoidable infections. To continue to make a difference to the lives of people receiving health care across the world, I urge you to continue with your support for hand hygiene action at the point of care. Safe practice at the point of care implies the application of my 5 moments for hand hygiene approach. Before touching a patient, before a clean aseptic procedure, after body fluid exposure risk, after touching a patient, and after touching patient surroundings. As of today, around 15,000 hospitals and healthcare facilities from more than 150 countries have registered their commitment to hand hygiene as part of the global campaign Save Lives, Clean Your Hands. Imagine this represents almost 10 million healthcare workers and 3.8 million patient beds. Well, this is a tremendous demonstration of commitment, and everyone who has participated should be congratulated.